And now, live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, robbing the rich and keeping the dough, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Cooper, Cooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
We're 12 years old, and what better way to just enjoy that with the Rippers and Pain. Listen to Mullet Monster Mafia underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was The Rippers, a track called Pain from the latest album. The Rippers, Tony, are arguably the best band to ever come out of Sardinia, I would say, unless you know of any other bands that have come out of Sardinia that are even better than The Rippers.
I can't think of one.
You can't offhand, me neither. I think I only know two bands from Sardinia, The Rippers and Hangy Five. And Hangy Five are really good, but I prefer The Rippers. So on that basis, the Rippers are the best band to come out of Sardinia. If you think you know of a better band to come out of Sardinia ever, email paulieb@punkyradio.com titling, I know a better band that came out of Sardinia.
That sounds fair.
I'm telling you now, we're getting no emails next week about that, Tony.
Okay.
What is the Rippers Facebook page?
Facebook.com/TheRippersBand.
Facebook.com/TheRippers666.
Right.
Paulie B Internet One, Tony Neil, you can find out about their latest album through there and links to other sites where they have other albums out at all. We've been playing The Rippers for years. It's our 12th birthday, Tony.
It is.
Well, we've been playing The Rippers since at least 2010.
Right,
possibly
okay.
Before. Because that's when I saw them in Sardinia.
Ah, right, okay. Yeah, yeah.
And interviewed them. But we played them before that. I know we had, because they had a track on a slovenly compilation that we featured on the show.
Right.
Called Right Time for Killing You, I think, which is brilliant as well. They're a happy band. That's enough of that. I've got some additional material for you, Tone.
Excellent.
Which I'm very excited about. Mm. This has come from The Grinch.
Ah, okay.
I think we have to say is our number one contributor.
Absolutely.
Certainly our number one European contributor.
Okay. Yeah,
this,
yeah.
Drinks, this is the thing that we haven't done this feature in a while, Tony. This is in the That's Not What They're Singing thing that happened a while back, didn't it? Do you remember?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so this is the latest one that's coming. The Grinch has noticed this. He says, by the way, if you can... Oh, I'll just read this out first.
Hmm.
So he says, the Black Star Riders might pretend to be Bound for Glory. What they're actually singing about is guacamole. Can't be unheard.
Right.
Hungrily yours, Timo, the Grinch. Now, so if you get the idea there, it's like, it basically, if you mishear a lyric and convince yourself it's something else.
Yes.
We're interested.
Yes, we are.
Because I am reminded every time any form of Champions League football comes on, and you hear that big operatic thing that just goes da 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 lasagna. I'm sure they're saying lasagna. I don't know what they're saying, but it sounds exactly like lasagna. So it's that idea. If you're mishearing, ideally for comic effect, if you're mishearing lyrics or you know anyone else who does, let us know. In response last week to my niece saying the future is Garbala, I suppose.
Garbala.
That's why it's come back in, hasn't it? Right, last week's show was too long, Tony.
It was a shy too long, yes.
And that was my fault, not yours, because my goodness, I'm a talker. However, as it's our 12th birthday, and I can't really... I'm saddened that we're still going after 12 years, Tony.
You thought we would have given up by now, wouldn't you?
Or that we'd have been replaced by something better.
Yeah.
But there isn't anything better.
Yet,
we are the best, Tony. I don't mind saying that. We are the best. We're the best in our field. Our field is basically a genre of one, us.
Yes.
That we are, well, sometimes we're only second best, but we are the best out of us, aren't we?
I think we're the best at being us. There was no one better at being us.
There's no one better at being us as far as we know. If you know a podcast that's ripping us off so successfully it sounds like it's us, do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, type in your email. Cowabunga, it's some kind of metaphysical crisis. Let's play another song, shall we?
Yeah, let's do that.
So, played this band before, a band called Addictive Philosophy, Tone. They're kind of ska punk. This one's a bit more scary than punky. And they're from Derby, Tony. And as you know, I always wear my forest socks when I mention Derby.
You do.
I will be talking more about Derby later on the show as well. I can't believe it. On my 12th birthday, our 12th birthday, I'm considering Derby as an all right option. I've changed.
Really?
Anyway, they've got some new stuff out. Notably the track we're going to play right now. You can find out more about them via their website, Tony, which is
addictivephilosophy.co.uk.
addictivephilosophy.biz.
yeah,
unlucky there. Probably the internet too. Tony Neil, not a novelty.
a novelty. This is not a novelty. It matters to you, but it ain't to me. I'm never upset when you're trying to be. This is not a novelty. Something going wrong when every other fucking song is up to now for two kids to smoke. You've been in the day of something never let it sail out. Now you think it's all a joke. You want me like a Rudy in a shanty town. You're in the end, you're acting like your life is hard. But nobody is saying this is good. So now you're playing for the life of daddy's credit card. Now give it to me one time. Hit me two times. Three more times. Bring it back again. This is not a novelty. It may be to you, but it ain't to me. I'll never accept what you're trying to be. This is not a novelty. This is not a novelty. It might be to you, but it ain't to me. I never accept what you're trying to be. This is not a novelty. This is not a novelty. It might be to you, but it ain't to me. I never accept what you're trying to be. This is not a novelty.
You're listening to the Dustophonics underneath us right now. Thanks for doing a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Happy birthday to us.
Happy birthday to us.
Indeed. I do like Addictive Philosophy, you know. I know. Derby, mate. I'm completely Nottingham, but I like them.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I like them. Mm. Yeah. Mm. Right, well, I'm sure we'll play more by them in the future. I might move there.
It's a lovely, lovely place.
I'm going as a revelation for our 12th birthday. I've now decided I'm going to move to Derby and become a Derby County fan. How about that?
There you go. And I do a lot of work in Derby as well. So
let's both move there. Let's get married.
We might as well.
Let's get married in Derby.
There you go.
Let's have a gay marriage in Derby, Tony.
Be the dream end, the dream series finale of Punky Radio.
I think you've got a dream end if we got married, Tony. You never know, do you? You don't know who would be the postman, who would be the letterbox.
Well,
I'll toss you for
answers on a postcard.
Have you got any Facebook comments?
I do.
Quick, it's time for
Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle. I can't believe what just happened, Tony. Sorry about that.
No. Thanks for your Facebook comments. If you are on Facebook, please do pop along and leave a comment. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio. Like the page, leave us a comment, do get in touch. Anne Kay's been in touch.
Anne Kay could straighten me out, Tony.
Could she?
Yeah, just when I thought I was going to marry you, I'm reminded of the Queen of the Carolinas.
There you go.
Sorry, mate, it's off.
Fair enough.
I've gone straight again.
As I work my way towards Punky Present, I have to say that the music for April and May was particularly brilliant. I cannot resist covers of the songs of my youth, so I had to go and check out the Squid Hat 77 collection, interestingly
enough.
It
is very good, Tony. The Squid Hat 77 collection is very, very good.
This is one that featured covers of songs from 77, wasn't it? That's right,
yes.
Isn't it? Yes. Interestingly enough, the digital album is 1977. The CD purchase price, which includes digital download, is only $14 with shipping in the US. A bargain. Well done, AK.
That's weird, isn't it? Something real is cheaper than something not real.
It's getting that way. Certainly, with movies as well. You pay a lot of money now for digital download when it's much cheaper just to get the Blu-ray. Don't know why. The world's gone mad.
But I don't even know what a Blu-ray is, Tone.
Well, it's just a...
Let's just crack on.
It's just a DVD in a blue box.
Is a Blu-ray a modern video?
It's like a CD with video on it in a blue box, effectively.
Right.
That's all it is.
Right, okay. I understand.
You might call it something else, but yeah, that's what it is. But yeah, thanks so much, Anke.
She's a wonderful woman. And you know what?
What's that?
She's bought so much music as a result of the show. I sometimes think that Anne Kay is single-handedly keeping alternative music going around the globe.
It could well be.
There should be an Anne Kay Fest. Ank Fest.
Excellent.
Ank, that's a part of Tutankhamun. Was Ank an Egyptian god? Is Anne Kay an Egyptian god? Is she the Egyptian god of alternative music?
She could well be, why not?
Secretly living in the Carolinas.
We could add her to our birthday honours list.
It's not a secret anymore.
Yeah.
You've been exposed, Dan Kay.
She'll hear that in a couple of months.
Is that it for, yeah, is that it for Facebook?
No, I've got one left.
Oh, how exciting.
Fatboy's been in touch.
Hello, Fatboy. Good Lord. It's a one. He's missed a birthday.
Isn't he? Does come just once a year, but thank you very much, John. Beautiful post. Was no need for extra words in his post. It was linked to an article online,
right.
And the headline of the article was "Radio Station Hijacked by Pirate Who Keeps Playing a Song About Wanking."
That was funny.
Brilliant. This, the opening paragraph of this was "The Wanker Song." It's an explicit 1970s tune by Ivor Biggin. It's been illegally broadcast on Nottinghamshire station Mansfield 103.2 on 8 separate occasions over the last month. What a joyous time we live in.
The finger was pointed at me.
It does sound like something we do.
Like I would know how to do it, Tony. I looked into it when I found out about it. It involves having a small transmitter near an outside broadcast, and then you can basically just hop onto the frequency, can't you?
Yeah.
That's apparently how it's done. Except that I wouldn't know the first thing about a small transmitter or an outside broadcast. So, sorry, dude, not guilty. But whoever's doing it, you allege.
Well done.
That's very funny.
5 stars.
And the thing is, now that that's happened, presumably other enthusiasts of such pranks will try the same things. Because you could do it on anything, couldn't you? Anything that's got an outside broadcast.
I mean, I'm surprised it's not been done before, but it's beautiful that it's happened to us first, or them first, not us.
It's like us first.
But yes, well done. Good point. Good shout, John.
Excuse me. Coffee. And thank you, Fatboy, for letting us know about that. It was very entertaining.
Yes, it's the best birthday present you could have given us.
It is just about.
Yeah. 12 years.
Yeah, it didn't say he's still listening, though.
No.
Perhaps we overgothed him.
We might well have done. Maybe he's just a distant friend now. But yeah. Thanks, anyway, Fatboy.
That is it
for Facebook now.
So that concludes.
Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle. 2 songs in a row, time.
Okay.
And we're going back to the Manchester, north of England, cherry red 7-CD box set that we've been featuring on the show. This is now the 4th week of it, so guess which CD we're going for.
4.
You're amazing.
Excellent.
So 2 tracks from this. Well, 2 in this first half of the show, 2 in the second half. We're playing 4. We only played 3 on CD3 last week. I'll explain why. We're playing 4 this week. I don't know, because what I'm doing, I'm listening to the CDs in turn as I put the shows together, so I've got no idea how many will be suitable or whatever for next week. It's quite exciting, really. It's absolutely brilliant, this thing. We are disc 4, we're into now. We're getting towards the end of the 80s, sort of mid to end of the 80s. It's all going a bit indie, but there's plenty of other stuff there that's fun, and I think you're going to like what we play this week. I'm never sure about anything, Tony, to be honest.
No, you can't be sure in this day and age.
Let's face it, in the space of the first 15 minutes of this show, I'd already gone from marrying you in what would be more than a civil partnership to surrendering myself to an Egyptian god in the Carolinas, so who knows what happened in the second half.
Yeah.
You stay solid. I like that.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. So stay tuned for a band called Big Flame. First up, a band called Thirst. Now, Thirst, Tony, were going in 1985. That's it, basically.
Okay.
But they have got a Facebook page.
Well,
what is it?
Facebook.com/Thirst Band?
Facebook.com/The Unquenchable.
I see what you did. Ah, nice.
There's the first stuff going on there. So that makes it Paulie the Internet 3, Tony Nil. I think you'll enjoy this, Tony. As I say, stay tuned for Big Flame. This is Let Go.
Let go. There'll be no shadow. Let go. speaking tongues, address the region and beyond.
Listening to Rich Morton sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Big Flame and the track called Why Pop Stars Can't Dance. They were a Manchester band, another one that features on the Manchester North of England CD box set that we've been on about via Cherry Red Records. More of that later. They were around in Manchester between 1982 and 1986, it would seem.
Right.
They haven't got a Facebook page.
Right.
But you can find out about them via the Manchester North of England Facebook page, which is
facebook.com/ Manchester North of England.
It is.
Ooh.
Tony 1, Paulie B and the Internet 3. Yeah, you can find out everything about this box set on there. They're really good, Cherry Red. When they bring out one of these box sets, they set up a Facebook page for it with all the information on about it. It's really, really good. So, yeah, you won't be hearing any more from them, from that band on this show, because we haven't got any more. I'm not sure they had a lot more, to be honest. Well, they did. They were around 4 years, but not that we've got. Oh, shut up, Paul. Tony, did you do anything last week?
I went into the studio.
Ooh.
We had, they did an alcohol recording day on Sunday. So that was only yesterday as we record this. It was all right. I am really quite bad in the studio, I've realised. Because the drummer, Mario, and the bassist, they both pretty much first take wonders, and I did the usual 10-take Tony.
Alright, well, Tony, the thing is, yeah, you are saying you had an alcohol day in the recording studio, and you recorded one track.
No, we did three tracks.
Oh, you did three, right.
Yeah. But they just got each one first time, and I was just kept messing up and time.
Yeah, they've got the easy bits, haven't they? Bass and drums. We don't do bass and drums. You had to sing and play guitar at the same time. I mean, that's practically impossible.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, we went all right. We went all right.
Amazing. It only took you 10 goes.
I know. Well, I've got to go
back
in.
Are you happy with the result?
No, I'm going to go back in. Because some of it's just not quite right. There's some little bits I could redo. But I've got practice tomorrow night, so I'm going to instead of practice, I'm going to go and record. I'm going to take my guitar and redo
but
bits.
I mean, their bits are done, but you're not happy with your bit.
Yeah, I'm going to redo a bit of the guitar.
Okay.
But everything else is fine. It's fine. Right, so, reasonably happy. Hopefully, I know more tomorrow when I've heard it and edited a little bit, but should be alright.
And was that one new track and two old tracks we recorded?
Yes. So we did two old tracks, Superhero and Tits and Ass, which has become a bit of a live favourite. And then a new song called Don't Mean a Thing, which is still working on a little bit. So, yeah. Should be good. All under the whole thing was under 9 minutes long.
Well, I'm looking forward to playing Don't Mean a Thing before a long time.
Thank you very much. What did you get up to?
Well, last Wednesday, my original house guest, Nick, who was here between September and December of last year, showed up to finally pick his stuff up.
Oh, wow.
So we went around a pub.
Oh, nice.
And, we went around my local, and we were there, and there was a few people showed up to see him. He was pleased with the reception committee. I was pleased with the amount of booze at him. Jesus Christ.
Wow.
That was good. We left the pub about 12:15, came back to the house, got a text from a friend of ours called Mandy, who said, look, I'm sorry I didn't get to the pub. Are you still there? And I went, yeah, you can come around the house if you want. She rocks up with a bottle of wine. Next thing I know, everyone's buggered off and it's 5 a.m. and I've woken up on the couch. all my stuff's still there. I mean, most of it isn't worth nicking. So that was Wednesday. And then on Thursday, my friends Johnny and Angel, that I know from the Psychobilly meeting in Pineda, and who also live in Derby, or did live in Derby, having their Leaving Derby do, because they've gone to Australia. Possibly forever.
Okay.
So quite a few Psychobillies came over, but also a lot of their mates from Derby and all that. I didn't know many people there at all, but it was all right, because you get talking to people, don't you? It's all fine. Really good pub, actually. Bar One on Newland Street in Derby, which is a bit out of the city. When I first saw it, I went, all Bar One? What are you going there for? But Bar One isn't all Bar One. It's Bar One. It hadn't got the all in it. And they were playing good music. It was a real funky bunch in there. A bit like the same sort of crowd, I suppose, as you get in the Mill, Tony, in Mansfield, or you get in the Maze, or the Doghouse in Nottingham, or you'd have got in the Red Heart in Hitchin, which sadly is closed.
Okay.
Which means that Hitchin is now dead.
Right.
Hitchin is closed.
Right.
When the Red Heart shuts, the era ends. It's now full of middle class people smelling of potpourri, as far as I'm concerned. Anyway, it was great fun, and I discovered that an off-peak return to Derby from Nottingham is only £7.10.
Ooh.
On the train, so it was actually pretty cheap to get there and back as well, so I was quite chuffed. Had a really good night, and the best of luck to Johnny and Angel. Met some really brilliant people there, was there, including one of whom is called Ernie Earnshaw. Tony,
nice,
who has played in Resistance 77, is in a street punk band called Fight Back, and is supposed to be sending us some stuff. Also a big fan of the hit Priests.
Oh,
which,
right,
I'll
okay.
be talking about now, in fact. Should I talk about that now?
That'd be fine.
Because we're going to play a track from The Vaults now, and the track that we're playing this week is The Hit Priest. I've got the CD right here, Tony.
Beautiful.
Now, God knows how long ago this came out. This would be about 2009 or 10, I think, as well. The Hit Priest, I think it was their first album, Tight and Exciting. The Hit Priest are a Nottingham band, absolutely brilliant, dirty rock and roll, mate, as you'll discover very shortly. Can't remember whether we played this song before, but we played tracks off this album before, so we're going to do this right now. More information about The Hit Priest after we've heard this, mate, just saying.
Okay.
First up, what is The Hit Priest's website?
TheHitPriest.co.uk?
TheHitPriest.BigCartel.com.
Huh.
Point of the Internet 4, Tony 1, Queen My Jeans. To destroy the evidence underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the hit Priest and Cream My Jeans. Additional reason that I've played that track, Tony, is that I've got a gig that I found in the world. Yeah.
Okay.
So, if you don't mind, let's just hear this brilliant thing.
Bally Beach, picture gig in the world, yeah.
Yes!
I'm so proud of that, Tony.
So you should be.
And I did that in one go. I didn't take 10 takes.
Not 10 takes? Wow.
Faultless in one time.
Yeah, that's what you go.
Every once in a while, I pick a gig in the world, yeah. And as a result of talking to Ernie Earnshaw last Thursday, I discovered, I had seen it already, but I had forgotten about it. The Hip Priests are playing a gig this Friday in Nottingham at SOAN. Do you know what that is?
No.
It's on Carlton Road. I don't know much more than tickets are £5 in advance. You can find out if you go to the Hip Priests website on the left-hand side at the top. There is a buy tickets now. So go to thehippriest.bigcartel.com and you can get tickets now. There's other bands on, but they're just such a great live band as well, the Hip Priest. I first worked with them at Strummer Camp, Tony.
Oh, wow, okay.
That's 2011. God, these birthday shows come back to horn, don't they? Yes, anyway, so that is a gig that I've got for you. So that concludes...
Bally Beach, picture gig in the world, yeah.
Yes!
I'm just so proud of that.
You should be.
Thank you. Now, Tony, have you got any gigs?
I do.
Brilliant. That means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide. Did that in one take. Yes, thanks for your gigs. If you do have any gigs for me, don't forget to email me tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know who's playing, where they're playing, how much is it to watch them play. It is that simple. It doesn't have to be in the UK, it is international. So I found, because no one's emailing again, so I have found a wow. It's a gig in Derby. It's it's Hands Off Gretel are playing.
Oh, let me guess. Yes, it's Hands Off Gretel. Yes, I saw this afternoon.
Yes, probably the same place I saw it. Head Check Fest.
And I believe Headstone Horror's on as well.
Yes, they are. Yeah, it's Head Check Records. It's at the Hairy Dog in Derby. This was the 29th, this Saturday. Hands of Gretel, Turbulent Hearts, Brains All Gone, The Last Gang, Headstone Horrors, On Trial UK, Screech Bats, Your Mum, Crosslight and Minotaur. £10 on the door. It starts at 2 p.m. If you are in the Derby area, and apparently that's that is now carrying the seal of approval,
on the radio. Bizarrely.
Check it out. Headcheck Records, yeah. Okay, UK.
Yeah, lots and lots of good bands on there. We've seen, or rather I've seen, I don't know whether you, I've seen On Trial UK relatively recently. They were great. Headstone Horrors, I've seen a couple of times now. They're great. Hands of Gretel, I haven't seen, but we've played on the show a few times, and they are great.
It's very much a very punky-friendly gig, this one.
It very is, Tony. What am I talking about? It very is. Right, so yeah, so that's brilliant, and it's £10 on the door, yeah?
£10 on the door, £7.50 tickets, but it's that close now. Give it a go. Headcheck Records at Co.UK might be able to still get tickets.
And that concludes
Tony's
International Gig Guide.
Birthday to you.
I'm nearly 13.
And me. We're 12, Tony.
Yeah, teenager next year.
I remember being 12.
Do you?
Only just.
Okay.
February 1982, Tony.
Wow.
Stuff was going on.
February
1982. In February 1982, in fact, I think it was, yeah, it would have been then. February 1982, I think it was my 12th birthday, when my dad bought me the Adam and the Ants Young Parisians single with a track called Lady on the back of it. And on the back of the single, there was a semi-naked woman, line drawing of a semi-naked woman in S&M gear. I was 12. And then that night, he took me and my mates to go and see Flash Gordon at the Broadway Cinema in Letchworth. And he said, one and six halves, please, because you get halves in those days. Like, the kids were like, I think it was £1.30 for the circle, £1.10 for the stalls, and 60p for kids, I believe. Yeah, and he said, one and six halves. And they said, what, for an X? They went, what? And he brought me and my mates to see Flesh Gordon.
Oh, Flesh Gordon.
Yeah, and it wasn't even the sequel, Meets the Cosmic Cheerleaders. It was just Flesh Gordon, which was, of course, basically a soft porn version of Flash Gordon. So when they said that to him, he goes, right, we're going bowling. And we all went, aw. Quite a sexy birthday. Anyway.
Okay.
I'm going to play two songs in a row, Tone.
All right, okay, cool.
All right, so these are two more from the Manchester North of England compilation from Disc 4. Stay tuned for a band called The Weeds. I'll tell you a bit about them afterwards. First up, a band called Easter House, Tony, who I do remember.
Okay.
I remember Easter House. I remember reading about Easter House and thinking they were a Scottish band because Easter House is a part of Glasgow. But no, Manchester bands, it turns out. Don't appear to have a website of any description.
Right.
But you can find out quite a lot about them by going to, if you want to join, and there's an Easter House group on Facebook. So I'm not going to give you the group thing because it's all numbers and rubbish. But if you are on Facebook and you type in Easter House The Band into your Facebook searchy bit, you'll find this group. You can find out quite a lot about them just by going online. There's big Wikipedia stuff and all that, but there's not a website for them.
Right.
And I'm going to tell you now, there's not a website for the next band either, The Weeds. So what I'm going to do, Tony, I'm just going to give you a point.
Oh, thank you.
All right. Whistling in the Dark.
Solo Blowjo.
Listening to the Spy Tones underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was The Weeds and the track called China Doll. They were around basically 1986 from what I can gather, and turns out were quite good mates with an early incarnation of the Happy Mondays.
All right, okay.
Yeah, and I think they did gigs with, I'm sure they did gigs with Happy Mondays and other bands emerging from that shoegazing Manchester scene, but we're not really like that themselves. They're a bit more up tempo, as you just heard. Again, haven't got a website for them, which is why I'm just giving you half a point for each one.
Okay.
So after seven songs, it's probably the internet four, Tony two.
Fair enough.
That's fair, isn't it? That gives you a chance to get level with the last two. I couldn't say fairer than that, Tony, really.
Okay. That's all right.
The Spy Tones that I just mentioned to you are now listening underneath us. You're right, it's a brand new bed. A brand new bed, yes, a brand new bed. I mentioned a week or two ago about Gnarly Wave bringing out another. There's Gnarly Wave Volume 2. Gnarly Wave has come via Bongo Boy Records and is a surf album, basically. Oh, excuse me. Excuse me. Is a surf, an album of modern surf artists, a compilation, right?
Mm.
The last time round, we just picked three tracks from it and made a bed that we call Gnarly Wave. This time round, three of the tracks on it are all by a band called The Spy Tones. I like them all. I sent you the three tracks. You put them together and hey presto, new bed.
It's that simple.
It was that simple. Mm. So, as I say, you're listening to The Spy Tones underneath us right now, which you can find out more about, should you choose to, by either typing in The Spy Tones to the internet or simply by going to the Bongo Boy website. Or just, if you type in Gnarly Way Volume 2, you're going to find out about it.
I should think you will with that name.
Yeah. Tony, are you doing anything this week?
So back into the studio tomorrow to finish off all the stuff I did wrong at the weekend. And then I don't think much else. I want to go and watch the new Spider-Man film, but I haven't seen it yet. So I might try and squeeze that in if I can.
Right. I know it's Dad.
You do, yes.
I know.
Of course you do.
It is bizarre. Yeah. I'll be spending quite a lot of time with his dad in the next few weeks, actually.
Good.
Yeah, up in Edinburgh.
It's just weird, isn't it? It's just a weird thing. But yeah, no, so I'll
know. You watch the film, I'll hang about with his dad.
Yeah, that's the deal. What are you up to this week?
Well, Friday, I'd say I'm hoping to go and see the Hit Priests. Not confirmed yet, but likely that I'll be there. Tomorrow night, Tuesday, which has actually probably already happened by the time you hear the show, I'm going to go and see Nottingham Forest v Girona, Tony.
Ooh.
In a pre-season friendly. I'm quite excited by the new Nottingham Forest lineup. We've got a number of new players. I'm hoping most of them will be on show. And it's only £15 a ticket. I say only. A lot of people haven't got £15. I haven't really. Only £15 a ticket. If you're over the age of 60, it's only a tenner. So if they keep that up and I'm still alive in 13 years' time, I'm getting my football cheap.
Excellent.
Oh, yeah. Suddenly I've got a reason to live. So yeah, that's it for me really. Football Tuesday and Hit Priest Friday, that's the plan.
Cool.
Alright, well, in that case, I suppose we should play another song.
I think so, why not.
Right, we have now put the Manchester North of England to bed for another week. You'll be hearing tracks from Disc 5 next week. We haven't done much about our birthday special. I haven't said it's our birthday. I quite like that. We tend not to do much of any importance on our birthday. The best thing we did was on our 10th anniversary when we had the week off.
It was a beautiful week.
That was the best week of Punky ever.
Did we just play show one again when we did, didn't we?
I can't remember, mate. I really, really can't remember. I think we just had the week off. But anyway, we might have done something instead. Anyway, Red Ray and the Reprobates have never been on the show before. I'll tell you that for nothing, Tom.
No.
They are a Geordie-inspired, shambolic, Bristolian country punk band, I suppose you'd call them.
Right.
And we've got a single track from them that's come through via Tony at Manila PR. And thanks very much, Tony, for turning us on to Red Ray and the Reprobates. What is Red Ray and the Reprobates' Facebook page, Tony?
Facebook.com/ Ray and the Reprobates.
Ah, now, that's my fault. I did say Red Ray and the Reprobates, but the track I've sent you through said Ray and the Reprobates. They're actually called Red Ray and the Reprobates. Can't really give you a point, Tone, but you know what? I'm going to make it interesting. It's Facebook.com/ Red Ray and the Reprobates. Paul of the Internet 4, Tony 3. This is the radio edit of this song, so God knows how long it is on whatever album it's on. But we've actually had to cut down the radio edit, so this isn't the whole song.
Right.
Because the whole song's nearly 5 minutes long, and as I say, I'm a bit conscious that last week's show was a bit long. So we've topped and tailed this one, which it's been chopped. But it's all right. It's all right. If I hadn't told you that, you wouldn't have noticed. So pretend you didn't hear this. And this is Giant Song.
Yeah. lives are wrong. Singing about the 30 good songs. I don't seek nobody, reaching the commandments. Seek nobody, reaching the commandments. Don't be trying to pump it in his way in the song. Reaching about the devil and he ain't got a room. Something's coming to get you. Something's coming for me. I don't see nobody preaching out the back for me. Yeah, well, here I go again on my own. Yeah, well, you give a lot of love, get a lot of love for free. Something's coming to get you. Something's coming for me. Something's coming to bruise my birdie, better change your philosophy. Something's coming to get you. Something's coming for me. Something's coming to bruise my birdie, better come along and dance with me.
You're listening to Desoros underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bass this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I'm loving that, you know.
Excellent.
I wonder whether it was called Giant Song because it was so long, and now we've cut it down, it should really be called Midget Song. Don't know.
Never know.
Tony, have you got a twat?
I do.
Oh, yes.
Thanks for your twat nominations. If you do have a twat for me, don't forget to email me. Tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know the twat's name, ooh, where they're from, and the reason. It is that simple. All twats seed with thanks. Nez Core has been in touch.
Hello, Nez.
Is
he our biggest contributor in the whereabouts?
I think so.
Where's Nez from?
It's England, isn't it? I don't know.
No, we don't know where though, do we?
Don't. For some reason, I think north, but I do could you? Be completely wrong.
I cannot. Nez, I apologise in advance that we can't remember where you're from. But anyway, thank you for all the contributions you've made and for the twats that we are so gratefully about to receive.
There you go. He says, "Hi Tony, I want to nominate Tom York and all of his fellow band members of Radiohead as twats."
He's a twat.
There you go. Easy.
Save time.
They've just played a gig in Israel, a country that's responsible for so much war, a country that has illegally stolen land, and a country that promotes hate and violence against innocent Palestinians. Did they not do anything from South African boycott all those years ago? And they are fucking shite. Yes.
War. Huh. Good what? God, now what is it good for? The military-industrial complex.
Yes, true.
Sorry.
Yeah, and they're fucking shite, but that's a whole new different topic. Thanks, Nez. Nez, the shite thing will do. But yeah, I mean, everything else is probably also true. I know nothing about world affairs. But
Creep is good. I like the song Creep.
I like the chorus.
But after that, everything else is terrible. Properly terrible, before and after. Mm. They should have been one-hit wonders, and it would have been all right.
There was a B-side called Fast Cars that was all right, but I'm really stretching it.
Was that a cover version of the well-known Buzzcocks song, Fast Cars?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, right. Well, not as good as that, because that's actually my favourite Buzzcocks song.
Ah.
Yeah.
Unless you...
And the Buzzcocks were playing at Splendour last Sunday, but I didn't go, and I'm glad I didn't. Chucked it down.
I was terrible weather, wasn't it?
I wanted to go and see Buzzcocks and Black Grape. They were the only two bands I really wanted to see there. Interesting that we mentioned the Thingmies. Mentioned Sean Ryder and Happy Mondays, because obviously they became sort of Black Grape. But yeah, I really want to go and see. I'm sorry, we're off topic. Let's just do the thing.
Okay, so basically for being shit, Radiohead from Oxford, I think.
Hang on, a Coldplay from Oxford as well?
No, I think this Somersetti Devon area.
Oh, are they?
If I remember correctly, just because I remember he's got that kind of strange. Not strange accent, of course. They were beautiful accents.
I was just about to say Bomb Oxford, but they might have got away with it.
Yeah, no. But yeah, so for being...
which is fairly controversial after...
Oh, lovely place, Oxford. Don't park there, though. Terrible. So for being shit, Oxford from Red... Oxford from Radio, that's completely wrong.
Let's get this the right way around.
You think I've doing this 12 years, I will probably learn this bit. So... I'll just edit that. Hang on a minute, edit. So, for being shit, Radiohead from Oxford
is a twat. And I hope you notice how much venom there was in my voice.
Yeah, it was quite a bit, wasn't there?
They really can sod off.
Yes, they really can.
They really can sell off. You know, two people that can't sell off.
Who's that?
Or shouldn't. One of them is Steve, the landlord of the Duke's Arms.
Hello, Duke's Arms.
And the other one is Daryl, the landlord of the Lilacs.
Hello, the Lilacs.
And I'm sorry that we've left it until now to mention you guys.
Right. Keep them guessing.
Yeah. Anyway, for those of you that don't know what we're talking about, you're going to have to go back quite a few months and listen to a lot of shows. But yes, I hope you guys are well. Hello to everyone in both pubs. Hopefully I'll see you guys soon. I doubt it'll be before September, but hey, decent time. Yeah. Right, Tony, one last track this week.
Okay.
Our mate Joe Brady from Pennsylvania, is in an absolutely brilliant band called Scanner. I think they're his band, basically. And they brought out a new EP called Under the Devil's Tail. And it was sent directly to us, Tone. At the moment, thanks to me being so kind, it's Paul of Internet 4, Tony 3. This is your chance to draw level. What is Scanner's website?
Scannerband.com?
Scanner1979.com. Sorry, Tone. Sorry, man. I tried my best. Paul of Internet 5, Tony 3. Four great songs on this. One of them I'm saving for the Halloween special. One of them I decided it wasn't right for this week's show, but will be some other time. So effectively, we're going to play 3 out of 4, I think.
Okay.
We could play all 4, but we're not. But we're going to play the last track on it. I think you'll like this. It fits in quite nicely with Punky in general. Tony, this is Scanner. This is Hippie Authority Song.
Down by a canyon, bunch of guns.
That's about the size of it for this week. I hope you've enjoyed yourselves listening to the Punky Radio 12th birthday special. Tony, maybe you could mention the online stations that still carry the show.
Yeah, we're on Podunk, which is Podunk Radio. That's P-O-D-U-N-K radio.com. And we're on Radio Andra, which is Radio Andra. That's A-N-D-R-A.S-E.
Both excellent stations. Do check them out if you get the chance. And rather worryingly, Tony, I keep finding bits of crisp on the sofa I'm on. I haven't sat on this sofa until I fell asleep on it last Wednesday, stroke Thursday morning, and it would look for all the world there's been some sort of crisp Mageddon on here.
Oh dear.
Yeah, I know. Well, clearly, I had a lot of crisps. And I might not have been alone, because there were two other people in this room. They're probably eating crisps. I think I'm going to keep finding crisp crumbs. It doesn't matter. This is not important to anybody but me.
Okay.
That's true, isn't it? Maybe I'll see one or two of you at the City Ground tomorrow night. Maybe more likely I'll see one on TV at the Hit Priest on Friday. Who knows? Tony, have a great week. Good luck with the 11th take of whatever you're planning here.
It'll be good.
Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poo.